Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming into the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Well, and of course, for the first few minutes of this program, they're going to be the views of Mark Angel. But before we get to Mark, I want to read something that was written in April of 2005, about 4 years ago, to the man who today is the chief economic advisor to President Obama. His name is Paul Volcker. He's formerly chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, and he certainly was one of the most powerful and influential men financially in the world today. He is the head of a secretive group known as the Group of 30. He himself is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the permanent North American, president of the North American chapter, the permanent honorary chairman. He heads the Group of 30. He is the president of it. Six of the people on the Group of 30 are come from the Trilateral Commission, as does Timothy Geithner, the new secretary of the Treasury, the man who just couldn't remember to pay his income taxes, but that's all right. When you're part of the elite, why, you just don't have to do what the rest of us common people do. But anyway, this is what Paul Volcker wrote back in 2005. It's an article entitled Skating on Thin Ice. Under the placid surface, there are disturbing trends, huge imbalances, disequilibrium, risks, call them what you will. Altogether, the circumstances seem to me as dangerous and intractable as any I can remember, and I can remember quite a lot. What really concerns me is that there seems to be so little willingness or capacity to do much about it. Personal savings in the United States have practically disappeared. To be sure, businesses have begun to rebuild their financial reserves, but in the space of a few years, the federal deficit has come to offset the sources of national savings. What holds it all together is a massive and growing flow of capital from abroad, running to more than $2 billion every working day and growing. More recently, we've become more dependent on foreign central banks, particularly in China and Japan and elsewhere in Asia, and the difficulty is that seemingly comfortable pattern can't go on indefinitely. I don't know of any country that's managed to consume and invest 6% more than it produces for long. The United States is absorbing about 80% of the net flow of international capital, and at some point, both central banks and private institutions overseas will have their fill of dollars. I don't know whether change will come with a bang or a whimper, whether sooner or later. But as things stand, it's more likely than not that it will be a financial crisis rather than policy change that will change, force the change. A wise observer of the economic scene once commented that what can be left to later usually is, and then alas, it's too late. Well, that was 4 years ago. The crisis is coming. Let's talk right now to Mark Angel. Hi, Mark. How are you doing? Mark, are you there? Well, I hope that we're going to have to get our producer out, of our engineer out. Mark, can you hear me at all? We're going to have to find out why we can't get hold of Mark, and so I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and call call David, or we can't hear our guest.
Hello.
All right, are you there? Okay, good to have you with us, Mark.
I'm fine. How are you, Doctor?
Just fine. Will you go ahead and pick up the story? Now, of course, Mark is with Help You Out of Debt, a concern that helps people who've got themselves head over heels in debt with credit cards, which has actively been encouraged. But so many people are facing financial ruin today because of the credit cards. So we're going to let Mark go ahead and talk about that right now. Mark will be back in just a moment. Okay, Mark, go right ahead.
It's kind of funny you bring up the subject of what Paul Volcker, who was very well respected in the early days when I started in banking. He was an icon to the world of banking, and then it became Mr. Greenspan, and look at where we're at today. But Interestingly enough, I was listening to NPR today, National Public Radio today, and they had a gentleman on today that was talking about, you know, we look at history, but we never look at financial history. And we look at the United States, and we haven't learned from a lot of the things that have happened. We had crisis in the 70s that we didn't learn by. We had some crisis in the 80s, and we set up an economy to flourish the way it has until most recently, where it took a nosedive and we made credit so easy. And I pulled up an article that came out in USA Today on December the 8th in the loans and credit market. It says, say goodbye to credit. And one of the things that we do for people is we help people out of credit card debt. But imagine if everybody went and used up all the available credit they had. There was over $2 trillion in credit card available debt to people that the credit cards have now pulled back away from people. That they say that now things are so bad, we're not going to let you have it. And the sad part is a lot of people have credit or have utilized their credit, and now they have nothing available to them, or those resources they thought that they were available to them aren't there anymore. And I was talking to a gentleman today, an 80-year-old gentleman, has always paid his bills on time. He's got $65,000 in credit card debt. He owns his house free and clear, and it was paying his bills on time at a real nice rate with one of the large financial institutions of like 4%, and then all of a sudden they decided to change the rate on him, and now he's paying 25% interest on his credit cards. And it's getting worse and worse for people. There's new laws that have been enacted that start in July of 2010, ironically. Let the banks have their day. Let the fox be in the chicken house for another 18 months. And they can raise rates and change the terms all they want. And then Congress will think about, you know, spanking these guys and saying, okay, on all new credit cards issued after that point, you can't change terms and conditions. Well, all your listeners out there, watch your statements every day. Watch for those little...
Hold that thought there, Mark. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mark was, of course, is with the organization Help You Out of Debt, just talking about really what he sees. He was talking about an older gentleman who's had his home paid for and was doing quite well, but he had a massive credit card debt of $65,000, but it really wasn't so bad because he was only paying 4% interest on it. And then, suddenly, why the credit card company raised the interest rate to 25%. And of course, what do you do? You've got massive debt. How do you possibly deal with something that massive with a confiscatory credit card debt? And Mark is saying that Congress has passed a law that sometime in the year 2010, they're going to begin to put some barriers on what the banks can do. In the meantime, they can rape and pillage. And because certainly the Congress, unfortunately, is in the hip pocket of the financial interests that control our country. And for the next, really, we're talking about a year and a half, they're going to be able to raise those rents without it. Those interest rates without restriction, and it's going to devastate so many people, and it is devastating people. What's going to happen to this older gentleman where they've raised his interest rate from 4%, what, into the 20s?
Yeah, and the thing, unfortunately, he doesn't technically have a hardship. He's capable of paying his credits. One of those people who I basically can't help, Dr. Stan, because he does have the means or the resources to pay his credit. Unlike others that I deal with whose home values have gone down, they have mortgages on it, and they've used their credit to keep their mortgages current and that. This gentleman now is going to have to mortgage the rest of his life on earth. It's really, really sad. My heart goes out to him, and he has avenues available to him like reverse mortgage, and he mentioned that, and I do have resources to refer people to people that reputably do that, because there are some people that don't do that on a reputable basis. As far as that's concerned, that's a way of doing it and allowing them to live like human for the days that they're going to be here. But what we want to talk about, I guess, today is what can I do for those people who don't have assets, don't have equity in a house, they've had a loss of income due to cutbacks in overtime, cutbacks. State of California is in a situation where people have to take mandatory furloughs because they're on thin ice of being able to support the budget here in California. And there's articles every day talking about how they're not necessarily laying people off, but they're cutting back on the number of hours people are working. They're keeping them barely employed, and cutting back the workforce by saying, okay, instead of 40-hour week, we're going to give you a 32-hour week, or you're going to take so many days off this month so that we can keep everybody employed so they can look like the heroes of the day, as opposed to laying people off, which, you know, I think it's good that's keeping more people in jobs, but I was just reading in Wall Street today, there's multiple states that are now in the double digit, 10% plus unemployment rates. And it's a hardship. A lot of people have been dependent on two-income families. And so one spouse loses their job. The other spouse, you know, may retain their job, lose some of their income or time that they have on the job. These create all sorts of hardships that we can work with for people to bring them into our programs, get them a reduction in the overall debt they have somewhere between 40 to 60%, get them relief on their credit card payments, and get them out of debt between 18 and 42 months, depending upon what their individual circumstances are. Take advantage of the things that are going on right now. What are your options today? You can file bankruptcy. You can go to credit counseling. You can stay the course. You can keep making those minimum payments. And one of the favorite things I do on your program is talk about average American has $25,000 in credit card debt. If we take that person that has $25,000 in credit card debt, if their interest rate is 18.9% and they make the minimum payment of 2%, which most of the credit card companies is all they require because they want to keep you a credit slick, over the next 30 years, you're going to pay back almost $100,000 or $97,820 back to that credit card company. But if that rate goes up to 25.9%, mere 7%, which is where a number of people are falling with the changes that are going on because they want to make those changes every day, and you make that same 2% minimum payment over that 30-year period, you're going to pay back $288,000. And then if you move it just 4% from there or to 29.9% and you make a minimum payment of 2%, you pay back $640,195. And trust me, there are people out there today, and you better look at your credit card statements, people, that every month and look at those things that they send in mail says, I have the right to change the terms and conditions based on how I feel or how you're spending your money or with the patterns that I see, because they're monitoring you month in and month out, probably two or three times a month, to see what your spending patterns are. And if they don't like it, they can change the rules. And you can go from a $100 payment to a $500 payment in a heartbeat if your interest rate goes up by 10%.
Well, it's really rather frightening, and the difficulty is so many people are either losing their jobs or having to cut back on, the number of hours worked or having to take a new job which pays at a lower rate. And really, if you look at the government statistics, they will tell you, well, the unemployment is 7.2%. But if you take into account the people who are underemployed, in other words, they're only working part-time or they've had to take a lower salary, you're getting up to 13%. And then if you add onto that the people who just can't get a job. They've tried and tried and tried. They're discouraged. They're just not looking for a job. You're talking about 17% of our workforce is unemployed today. If you put those together, and those are the government figures, and they certainly correspond with the figures we have from other sources, the individual doesn't understand. If you've got a job, well, you're in good shape. But, of course, how long will you have that job? And what will the cascading events happen? What impact will that have on you? Well, Mark, are you able actually to help some of these people to cut back on how much they're going to have to actually pay? And well, why would the credit card companies actually cut back on the amount of money that they're going to receive?
Well, Well, there are certain rules that apply to credit card companies as to how long they can carry debt on their books. They have to write down debt after debt's been on their books for over 180 days by law. At that point in time, they've got to make decisions. Do they sell the debt off to a company or a collection agency or hand it off to a collection agency to see if they can collect the debt for them? Do they decide to sue the creditor? Does it make economic sense for them to take someone to court and sue them? So there's a lot of things that go into it. The last thing that they want a person to do, obviously, is to go into bankruptcy. The first thing they'd like people to do is to go into credit counseling. And if, for those people who have ever gotten into a credit counseling program, you better look at your agreement very deeply. The credit counseling firm doesn't work for you. They may show minor fees and say that, oh, you know, our costs are very, very low, but ultimately, in their agreement, very clearly states in there that they work for the credit card agencies. They may get your interest rate reduced. They may get you into a program that's going to take you 5-6 years to, you know, get out from under your debt, but you're going to get no relief off of the existing balances or interest that's accrued over the years at that 18, 20, or 30% that you've had there that you may get when you get into a debt settlement program where we go in and negotiate on behalf of the client by them setting aside money in a savings program versus, you know, paying into the credit card companies and get reductions in the total debt ranging anywhere from 40-60%. And these are based on statistics of people that we've worked with over the last 7-8 years and done thousands of cases and settled millions of dollars in debt. These are the kind of results that we get on behalf of the clients that we work with. Because it's like the old expression, you can't get blood out of a turnip. People want to take care of their debt. I talk to your listeners all the time. They want to be, you know, responsible for their debts. They don't want to take advantage of it, or they feel like they're taking advantage of the system. They're not taking advantage of the system because they're avoiding bankruptcy. They're not trying to get things wiped out where they, you know, can get a clean start. And it's not so easy for people to get a clean start anymore. That Chapter 7 avenue for people, you know, changed very dramatically back in 2005. And there's information out on my website, very detailed information under, you know, your options section of my website that talks about bankruptcy. You know, we've got chapter and verse and even a link to the United States Department of Justice website as it relates to bankruptcy. But the rules have changed. They make it harder. When they look at your assets, they don't look at what they're worth today. They look at what they were worth when you had them or if you had to buy them anew. You have means tests that you have to go through. If you have too much in assets, then you can't file at all. They make it very, very, very difficult for people to file bankruptcy. And just like if you work with a debt settlement company or anything else, whether you pay people fees, you're going to pay us a fee, and we're going to keep you hopefully out of bankruptcy, which is what people want to avoid if at all possible. You're going to pay an attorney.
All right, fine. They don't
work for free. I'll do a consultation with people. I'll take a look at their situation. I make them pull out a budget. I ask them to send me their credit card statements so that I can take a look at where they're at. We try and find ways for them to save money in their budgets, and everybody's tightening their belts right now.
I see, Charles. Let's go ahead and get your telephone number out on your website for us.
Sure. Our website is www.help.outofdebt.com, and our toll-free number for a free consultation is 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. And our consultation is free. We'll talk to you and evaluate what your situation is, see if you qualify for our program.
And then, of course, if they do come in the program, why, of course, you get a fee, a percentage of what it's all about. But hopefully you're going to be able, of course, to get enough knocked off of their bill and make it well worth their time and effort. And
we're not going to take somebody into a program, Dr. Stan, that it doesn't make financial sense for them or for us to get involved in.
Hopeful that thought. Well, go right ahead there.
Yep. Essentially, with our free confidential analysis of a person's situation, we take a look at what the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
Out, O-U-T, of, dot, D-E-B-T, dot com. Our toll-free number is 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. Remember, our consultative services are free. We just need some basic information. If you go to our website and click on free debt analysis, there's a budget form for you to fill out. It tells you some stuff that we need from you as far as getting some information. Send that to us. Give us a call. We'll talk to you about your individual situation, and we'll either find a solution that we have for you, or we'll send you to someone else that may be able to help you or make a recommendation that is going to try and resolve your situation.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much for being with us this evening, and we'll look forward to talking to you here real soon. Thanks very much for being. Our guest has been Mark Angel.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and everybody, happy New Year and Happy New Year. We're very proud to be a part of Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Mark Angel. Well, we're just going to have open lines the rest of this evening, so if you're out there, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But as Mark was saying, America has become a debtor nation. We are the largest debtor nation in the world. And, of course, we started this evening with the article that had been written back in April of 2005 by Paul Volcker, who is the chief advisor to the President of the United States today, talking about the danger of debt. Peter Schiff wrote an article recently for the Wall Street Journal where he said this: Barack Obama has spoken often of sacrifice. And as recently as a week ago, he said that to stave off the impending recession, America should be prepared to face trillions of dollars of deficits for years to come. Trillions of dollars of deficits for years to come. But apart from the stirring call for volunteerism at his inauguration, the only specific sacrifice that the president has outlined thus far have included lower taxes, millions of federally funded jobs. Then there's going to be expanded corporate bailouts, and finally direct stimulus checks that are going to be handed out to people across America. And basically, of course, what we're talking about is spending trillions of dollars, but where is it going to come from? The United States has to borrow billions of dollars every day from other countries, and what happens when those countries stop lending to us? What you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the people who run this country financially is a very small clique to tie into the Trilateral Commission. You'll find the two chief advisors to the president come from the Trilateral Commission. That's Paul Volcker and of course, Timothy Geithner. And then, of course, you have to understand that the people who run the Fed, I mean, traditionally, they tie into these same thoughts. They're put there by Alan Greenspan, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, since 1973, when the Trilateral Commission was formed, there have been four chairmen of the Federal Reserve System. Three of them came from the Trilateral Commission. The World Bank, the most powerful financial organization in the world, had seven presidents during that period from 73 until present, and six of them came from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 120 people in the Trilateral Commission in total, but a small number of people have created this problem, and they've created it intentionally because they're brilliant. And what they have done, in effect, is it's like throwing a Molotov cocktail into a dry forest. And once you get the fire started, how do you put it out, especially when there are powerful winds? And those powerful winds are certainly blowing from all over the world. The whole world is going down financially. There are riots in countries in Lithuania and Latvia and Greece. The government of Iceland fell just this last weekend. There are open riots in China. The very function and structure of government is failing in Mexico. And before long, of course, the overflow of people trying to escape the chaos will be coming into this country. And we're moving into very difficult times, but none of this happened by accident, because we have people out there who are actively working to destroy our nation. If you've never read the story of Marie Strong, a multi-billionaire, it's in our sustainable development syllabus. We told a reporter, he has his recurrent dream that the world is in terrible shape, and a bunch of financially wealthy, the wealthiest men of the world, are going to get together and topple the economy. Now, this is a story that was told a decade ago, but it's very apropos today. Would intelligent people want to destroy the economy of our nation? Yes, of course, because their real goal is to bring about a one-world government. A one-world government, a new economic order, a new world religion. And, of course, enthroned their new world leader. We'll be back. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Mark on the line from Oregon, from Florence. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. God's been really good to me. You know, I couldn't believe, you know, if I'd have looked, visualized it ahead of time, you know, that I could actually even overcome the times that it seems like we're going into, you know, and also the times that we're living in. But he does sustain for those who seek him. He will sustain them. And I don't think there's any other way not to go through these times with some significant degree of fear and trepidation. And thank God I don't have to suffer that.
Well, I think you're very, very fortunate. And, of course, it's because you have a relationship with the Lord. And without that, well, for the people who are out there who are trying to figure out what they're going to do on their own, things seem almost hopeless in this day after day. Why? We see these announcements of massive layoffs. There are over 533,000 people lost their jobs in November. 550,000 people lost their jobs in December. Just yesterday, there were announcements of 72,000 people being laid off or to be laid off very, very soon. The whole structure of our economic system is beginning to crumble, but it is not happening by accident. I believe it's happening by intent. But they can't let the American people know that. If they did, why, they would rise up at their righteous indignation and demand that these subversive elements that control our economic system and have gained control of the reins of our government suddenly be tried for their treasonous acts, because their loyalty is not to America, but it is this prophesied one-world government that is in the offing. But go right ahead.
That's
Mark.
Exactly right, Dr. Stan. You know, you just mentioned the riots that have happened in Iceland, and they've had more than one there. And they started all the way back roughly 4 to 6 weeks ago was the first one. And then you've had riots in, I believe, Spain. You have had riots in Italy. There are a number of countries in the world that aren't what are considered third world countries, where people's assets, people have been able to save some money through their pension funds or their investment instruments in the in the national bank or whatever bank in that country, and they certainly saw through it. And I think the American people completely see through it now. Overall, thanks to people such as yourself and Alex Jones and a number of other people that are on the broadcast waves, you know, it has a cumulative effect over time where you're broadcasting Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, many hours a day, so is Alex Jones. You know, it adds up over time, Dr. Stan. The word gets around.
Well, I certainly hope so, but people have to understand that none of this is by accident. You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is going to be open lines for the next half hour, so our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We have Mark calling us from Florence, Oregon, and Mark, of course, is prepared for what's coming down the line. He realizes the spiritual implications of what's happening, because, of course, if you look at this purely from a political point of view or purely from an economic point of view, it seems almost impossible. And yet when you understand the spiritual forces that work behind the scenes and realize that we're seeing played out prophecies made thousands of years ago. And what is happening is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent, because there's a very small group of people who created this whole economic crisis and are doing everything they can to convince you they're trying to stop it. But the truth of the matter is they're not, and certainly should be very obvious to anybody that when Mr. Paulson got his $700 billion, which he demanded so he could begin to buy up the cascading levels of what they call the housing bonds and the other bonds, they call them CDOs, ASB, and then, of course, SIVs, asset-backed securities, ABS, asset-backed securities, security investment vehicles, a collateralized debt obligation. These are all bonds that have been created of bad debt and sold throughout the world. And, Chris, when Henry Paulson had the $700 billion, he could have started buying them up and bought up a large percentage of them. He absolutely refused and said he gave this money to his friends on Wall Street. He couldn't even give away the full $700 billion. He was only able to give away $350 billion. If, as he said, the major cause of this is the subprime mortgage crisis, the subprime mortgage bonds, then why didn't he buy them up? And very simply, he didn't want to solve the problem. And when you understand that, why it all begins to make sense. These people are not incompetent. But, of course, they believe the American people are too gullible, and they will be able to believe whatever they're told, and, oh, my goodness, the government's trying to solve the problem. No, they're not trying to solve the problem. They're doing everything to make it worse. And certainly pouring out more money when we have a problem that's created by pouring out too much money to begin with, pouring out more money is not going to solve the problem. Mark, anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I think they're relying at this point, these movers and shakers, so to speak, they're moving and shaking in the exactly wrong direction, of course. The Illuminists, they thought they got, I think, I'm suspecting, looking around me just in general at the, you know, indications that I get of the mindset of people in this country relative to their awareness that things are contrived, that things are rigged, that things are being stolen that belong to them. I think they're coming out in the open and pulling these things like they have with this bailout bill, and they threatened Congress with martial law if they didn't pass it on the second go-around. I'm sure you must be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the steam from 9/11 fear that they hope to engender that would carry them all the way through this economic shift into a one-world economy by breaking everybody and gathering up all the assets and continuing on to hold power over people with the economy rather than have any kind of equitable economy in this world, I don't think they're making it that way. And I don't know what way that they can make it. I think they're probably shaking in their boots and walking with some trepidation at this point.
I think they're afraid. The one thing they fear is the American people are going to find out what they've done and demand that they be arrested and tried for treason, because, you see, these are people who've sworn to uphold our Constitution. They're part of subversive organizations whose dedication is to the destruction of our Constitution and destruction of our sovereignty. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Mark. We'll look forward to talking to you later. And let's go to John,
Thank
who's
you,
calling
Dr.
from from Vancouver, British Columbia. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Doing great. Calling all the way up from United States of Canada.
Okay, well, it's good to hear from you.
There. We're noticing a lot of this borders dropping now, and we're noticing that there's going to be the North American Union now with Canada, United States, Mexico. But my question today was, I just wanted to ask you a question, but I just had a little bit of a comment to make. I don't know if this is God, but I noticed the turning point for all the mess we're in could have gone back as far as 1962, because it was that year that prayer and Bibles were removed. And I noticed that, and there's been, it seemed like a curse on the Kennedy family ever since, because it was under John Fitzgerald's administration that prayer and Bibles were removed from schools. And he was assassinated, and his brother later, and then, of course, a bunch of other Kennedys died. And of course, America started sort of not totally winning of the wars it got into after 1962 and then the economical problems. I don't know. Just a thought. I'm thinking out loud here. Do you have anything on that comment?
Well, I think that, of course, that God does bring judgment on wicked people and their families and for generations to come. And certainly old Joe Kennedy was a wicked, wicked man. He was the father. And, of course, his first son, James, was killed as a fighter pilot. And then John was killed and Bobby was killed. And then John's son, President Kennedy's son, was killed. And I believe he was actually exterminated. There was so much about that plane accident where he died. I really never believed the story that we were told. Carolyn was talking about, then of course Jackie passed away. She had a miserable life, I went from one relationship to another, marriage to a narcissist who certainly wasn't very nice to her, and then she dies of cancer. Yeah, I do believe God does bring judgment upon families, on people, on nations, and I really feel that He's allowing these things to happen to America. Because we have turned against God, and we have allowed it to happen, because the ministers did not speak up when they took God and prayer out of our schools. And the ministers are not speaking up against the injustice. They would not speak out against torture. When was the last time you heard a leading Christian speak out and say, torture is immoral, it does not represent American values? And believe me, we were torturing people. If you haven't ever read the Tacuba report, Major General Tacuba was a Philippine general, and he was assigned to investigate Abu Ghraib, and he was told ahead of time, if you tell the truth, it will end your military career. And he told the truth. He told about wrapping electric wires around the gentles of the people there and torturing them as they screamed. But of course, you never read that in the newspapers. We have copies of the report, and then, of course, he was forced to resign from the military because it's lost its honor. That's the tragedy. If you do the right thing in the military, you'll be destroyed. And he was a man of integrity, and he paid the ultimate price at the end of his military career. So God is going to bring His judgment on this country because the good people have not spoken out.
And I think that you bring a good point, Dr. Stan, is that if we're going to treat people like this, what makes us different than a communist nation like Russia or any other country? We might as well call ourselves the United States of United Socialist States or the Republic of North Washington or whatever. How can we say we're different?
Well, the thing is that men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. I am hoping there's going to be a great revival in this country, and as things get worse, people are going to turn back to God. That's all we can hope for. Anyway, John, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a full board, but God bless you, and thanks very much for calling.
You bet.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Let's go to Ray calling here from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the rise of cults in America. It seems like Scientology is on the forefront of these cults, and the Bible clearly talks about false teachers, and I believe it's in the it's in Paul. I've read that in the Bible recently, and it talks about false teachers foretold.
Well, I think we got a lot of them right now. In fact,
we've got so many of them that it's really the first time in this country. I don't think there's been any other time in this country that we've had these kind of cults at the forefront of our in our media, influencing us constantly. Uh-huh. This is the first time in the history of this country that these kind of cults have become so prevalent.
I think you're absolutely right, Ray. But the thing is, they've not only in the cults, they've infiltrated the mainline churches, they've infiltrated the evangelical church,
yeah.
They've infiltrated the Catholic church. And, of course, when we see Ted Haggard, heading the 30 million person strong, 30 million members of the National Associations of Evangelicals, and here's this man, and he's doing everything he can to undermine Christianity, but you're never allowed to know that, and he would not have been there if he hadn't had other very powerful ministers right behind him who knew exactly what he was doing. But we can't let the common Christians know that. Christians are going to have to realize that we've been betrayed by our leaders, and we've got to start doing things right, and we've got to find honest people who will lead the Christian movement, people that we deserve to be followed.
I need to tell you a few things about the Catholic Church that I'm a Catholic, but there's some really disturbing things going on. What they're doing is while Cardinal Mahoney is involved in this all, up to his neck. Cardinal Mahoney is one of the worst of all.
Right.
But what they do is they move these pedophile priests and these priests, from parish to parish. When they get into trouble, they give them a job somewhere else,
right.
And they cause trouble somewhere else. And this is what's happening. And I go to a church where it's obvious to me that the priest that I have is effeminate, you know. And I put up with it, you know, I go to Mass, you know, and I put up with it, but I know he's done some things, actually, to a few members of my family that have been really, actually, vicious. And I don't know what to do. I've been going to this church for a long time, and I just don't know whether to quit because of him, quit going there because of him, because of what he did. He did something really awful.
Well, I would go to the bishop. I would try to find another parish. There are a lot of parishes.
He's one of the bishop's pets.
I see. Well, then you've got a real problem. As the evangelical Christian, I can't stand and tell you what to do, because we got problems in the Protestant church too.
But I wanted to mention that because, you know, this sort of thing, you know, with the feminist priests and the homosexual priests, of course, it's become so common, and they promote these people.
But I think,
Ray, you
have to realize, Ray, this was done intentionally. There were some seminaries that you could not get into to study the priesthood unless you were homosexual, and you'd need to go to William H. Kennedy's website. He's got a lot of information. He's a Catholic who is trying to expose this as well. Mm. And what the good people are going to have to do is say, we're not going to contribute financially until you get the situation cleaned up, until you get people here who, you know, fear God, and of course, but the church, Catholic Church, was infiltrated within to destroy it, and they're doing a good job.
And Bishop McGrath, who is from a very wealthy family, said one time that the Bible was a theosophical reflection.
Well, we got a real problem. You know, here, we got a couple of callers waiting.
Yeah, I better get going.
But anyway, God bless you, and I understand your problem. But don't lose your faith in the Lord. Remember, don't put your faith in men. Put your faith in our Lord, okay?
Yeah, right.
And I'm glad to know that you're reading the Bible, because that's where the real instruction comes from.
That's right.
God bless.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dee, who's waiting here patiently in Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to contemplate the recent lessons to be learned in our nation's history about impeachment. I think it's almost 10 years to the date that the U.S. Senate had that kangaroo court where they completely exonerated Bill Clinton. It was a complete sham of a trial. And the delicious irony that we have a governor in Illinois right now that is being impeached, and I have a feeling that being a liberal Democrat, he was cheering the fact that Bill Clinton got off. And how must he feel right now when he's on the receiving end of that? And in both instances, they're just a sham of a trial.
Well, because I really don't know what the truth is. I do know, for instance, that Tom DeLay, who was the Speaker of the House, not the Speaker, he was the whip, I think, Republican whip, and he was indicted in Texas, you know, on all sorts of charges, and they drummed him out of the Republican Party. And you remember what happened at the trial? There wasn't every trial. I mean, they indicted him, and then they didn't try him because they didn't have any evidence. I would love to hear the full tapes, you know, of what the governor of Illinois said, but they're not going to let anybody hear those. And I wonder if they get him out of office, there's ever going to be a trial. Maybe nothing as it appears to be. Maybe he's as guilty as sin. Maybe he's not. But you cannot believe anything you read in the newspapers or hear on radio or watch on television, because they are controlling our reality. I don't know. Maybe he did all these things. Or maybe, why won't they release the entire transcript of what he said? Why only little parts of it?
That is absolutely remarkable. And I've noticed that, too, that really we don't have any evidence other from what Peter Fitzgerald has said secondhand, and that's called hearsay.
Right,
so there is no, and he's being tried in the court of public opinion, and he knows it.
So let me tell
and
you,
he's going on a national platform, and that in itself is ironic because it's supposed to be entirely a state matter, yet he's going on national news shows.
Let me tell you a story. It was on the 18th of February of last year when a man named Elliot Spitzer, he was the governor of the state of New York, wrote an article that was published in the Washington Post, and basically he said that all of the state attorney generals, all 50 of them of the state attorney generals, and he was an attorney general in New York, knew about the predatory lending practices that were going on in the United States, had known for many years. They knew that these were eventually going to lead to the destruction of the financial structure of our country, and they were blocked by the Bush administration when they tried to intervene and stop these predatory lending bartering practices before they destroyed our economy.
Amazing.
Well, it was just 3 weeks later, that the FBI suddenly leaked a story. Now, they're not supposed to leak stories, but they leaked a story to the press that Elliot Spitzer was involved with a high-paid prostitute. And, of course, you remember he went on television and eventually he admitted that he then he resigned from his position. Do you honestly think that that was just by coincidence that the FBI began investigating this man who blew the whistle on the fact that they knew exactly what was going to happen? They knew that the subprime mortgages and the other predatory lending practices were going to destroy our economy. Do you honestly believe that was just a coincidence that 3 weeks later the FBI leaked the story? And why were they investigating prostitution? That's not a federal crime. Unless you think that the government is used to target people and to get them, if for some reason or other they don't like them. And that's what they did with Tom DeLay, because they never tried him. He never went to trial. So you have to understand that just because you're indicted doesn't mean anything. Bill Clinton was as guilty as sin. They indicted him for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
They should have indicted him for giving our military secrets to the communist Chinese.
Exactly my point. And the traitorous senators that excused him, and which have still not been punished to this day.
Well, we're going to have to let you go. God bless you.
All right.
Thanks very much for calling. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Mark calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Just a question for you.
Okay.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
on foreign relations, but then behind that, the Lucius Trust, and behind all of that, is Lucifer, who is alive and well. He is the prince of this world, and if you believe the scriptures, as I do, when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation, what did Lucifer tell him? Why, I can give you all the nations of this world if you'll simply fall down and worship me. How could he possibly make the offer unless he did control all the nations of the world in the time of our Lord? And I believe he controls them today. Mike, what's your answer?
Okay. Back to Manly P. Hall and his that page 283 in the Secret Teachings of All Ages. And for the listeners, Stan carries this book. He mostly keeps it secret in a special closet because it's a nasty book, but he'll sell one to the right people. This quote, as I said, page 283, it goes this way. Not only were many of the founders of the United States government Masons, but they received aid from a secret and august body existing in Europe, which helped them to establish this country. For a peculiar and particular purpose, known only to the initiated few. The Great Seal is the signature of this exalted body. Unseen and for the most part unknown, and the unfinished pyramid upon its reverse side is a trestle board setting forth symbolically the task to be accomplished, of which the United States government was dedicated from the day of its inception. This is talking about a dark dedication.
You're absolutely right, Mike. I'm going to have to let you go.
I have to finish that.
All right, go ahead.
This group, the Hall doesn't name the group in Europe that he's referring to, but we can string enough things together to understand that this was the Colombian faction of the Illuminati.
Okay.
And so the city, Washington, District of Columbia was named after this group. And go on Google, type in Columbia faction of the Illuminati.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike. And I would just point out that we have now, and ready for distribution, the great DVD. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in the series of DVDs put out by our good friend Chris Pinto. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning is the first one. The Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, is the second one, goes right along with that interview we did last night with Mr. Wasserman, who's a member of the Secret Society, the OTO, that follows the teaching of Aleister Crowley, who talks about the architecture of our nation's capital. But the third is, of course, The Eye of the Phoenix, and it is really a great DVD. You want to get it, you want to watch it, you want to show it to others, because it goes into the back of the dollar bill. And it is, Chris has done a wonderful, wonderful job with this, The Eye of the Phoenix. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Once you understand the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, you can begin to show them to others. People have to understand that they hide their emblems, their logos, their signs, right in plain sight, and they laugh at us because we have no idea what's going on. The average individual doesn't. So The Eye of the Phoenix is certainly must-watching for every one of you out there, and we do hope that many of you will want to get it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Barbara and I watched it. David, our son, watched it this last weekend and enthralled for 2 hours and 50 minutes. You certainly don't want to stop. You want to know what it's all about. And they've done a great job of explaining the symbolism on the back of the dollar bill. It goes into the background of Manly P. Hall, who was, of course, a Satanist, very influential over Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president who put the Masons onto the Supreme Court, who took God and prayer out of our schools. So it really all fits together once you understand. But you're not going to hear this most places. The Eye of the Phoenix, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Servando Gonzalez. And Servando is a Cuban. He worked in the military down there, and eventually he was able to escape from Castro's Cuba. He's come to America. And, of course, he has been working very, very hard to get the American people to understand what I've been trying to tell them for a long period of time. And that is that our State Department knew that Fidel Castro was a communist and yet brought him to power anyway. But the American people are supposed to believe that Fidel Castro is the arch enemy of ours. My goodness, this is why, of course, we have an embargo on them and we do everything because communism is the enemy. And people don't understand communism has been financed from the United States since its very inception back in 1917. And of course, Cuba is nothing to, no exception. And have you ever wondered why Janet Reno and Bill Clinton sent a 125 or 150-man heavily equipped SWAT team down to Miami, Florida to kidnap little Elian Gonzalez, who his mother had given her life to bring her husband, her son here so he could be raised in freedom. And they sent this SWAT team down heavily armed with automatic weapons to seize Elian Gonzalez so they could send him back to Cuba to build up Fidel Castro's prestige. Why in heaven's name would they do that? Why, very simply because most of what you think you know is not true. And as far as the Bay of Pigs invasion, why, of course, Cervantes is one of the few people who agrees with me this was as phony as a $3 bill. We didn't send those people in to win. We sent them in to lose, just like we sent our boys into Korea to lose, like we sent our boys into Vietnam to lose. And, of course, like we're sending our boys to fight and seize and bleed and suffer and die in Afghanistan. But as long as we continue financing the Pakistanis who are financing the Taliban, why, we'll continue losing just like we lost in Vietnam while we were funding the Russians, we're funding the North Vietnamese, we're funding the Viet Cong. Servando Gonzalez, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Oh, thanks to you, Dr. Stan, and for bringing me to your program. It's a pleasure, and I really appreciate that. You said I've been working hard in this. When was the last time you wrote me to your program?
It must have been about 5 or 6 months ago. We've been waiting for your next DVD.
Working in several things, not only this DVD. And then, but how many changes, how many things have changed in this country in these few months? And not for the better, I feel.
No, well, of course, they've intentionally created an economic crisis.
A new president in the White House.
Right.
And there are a lot of things that don't look right.
But, of course, the thing is that the new president is surrounded by people from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, just exactly like George Bush was. And nobody's telling the American people that.
He mentioned he was going to bring change. Right. The only change is that he's appointing even more CFR members than Clinton and Bush. So that means change.
Right.
But not the one that people expected. But there's a thing, I have some faith among other Cubans and my friends, that I, as a soothsayer, say this is going to happen, and then a few months later, a few years later, it happened. But I had a big failure. About 7 years ago, I began saying that the next and last president of the United States was going to be Hillary Clinton. And I had a lot of reasons for that, not because I have a crystal ball, because she was stabbed, like all the previous presidents, in one of these secret meetings of one of these organizations. I don't remember exactly what the Bilderberg.
Hold that. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Well, our guest is Servando Gonzalez. You go right ahead, Servando.
Yeah, she was stabbed. as the next president in one of these secret meetings. I think it was in Davos in the World Economic Forum. And also she has attended very Bilderberg meetings. But I think I failed. Don't you think so? Well, probably not. It seems that we have the Clintons again in power in the White House.
Well, I think we have
Obama power.
I think they picked Obama over Hillary. I think they did it purposely. I think he is much more charismatic.
Yeah.
I think he's much more intelligent than Hillary, but I think he's probably much more dangerous as well. So you go right ahead, Saranda.
Do you know that a few months before the election, September, the Bilderbergs, they had an impromptu on a scheduled meeting in Chantilly, Virginia.
Right, huh?
In a hotel. And
that was from the 5th to the 8th of June in Virginia.
Yeah. And then, just by chance, the campaign plane of Obama landed in a nearby airport, and he disappeared from view for a few hours. And then, just by chance, Hillary's campaign plane also landed in a nearby airport, and she disappeared for a few hours.
Right.
Where were they?
Well, I think many people think they went to the Bilderberger meeting, but I can't verify it, so I just say that there's some people who say that they were there, but it was interesting that they were both there, not just one, but both of them. And here they are called some of the most powerful positions in the new government, and certainly Hillary is third or fourth in line for the presidency if something should happen to Barack Obama.
Okay, but now we have in the White House a person of whom we know nothing. We don't even know his name. Is he Barry Swetoro, born in Kenya, religion Muslim, or is he Barack Hussein Obama? How old is he? What is his birth certificate? Was he really an American citizen by birth, as the Constitution specifies? We don't know. And now comes the last thing that is disturbing. When he was taking the oath for the presidency, there was something that he used the wrong words. Not only he, but also the justice was taking the oath.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Savannah. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly as Savannah was just talking about when President Obama took the oath of office, and of course, Justice Roberts flubbed the oath. Now, of course, what's so interesting is that Obama had his hand on the Bible and swore to uphold our Constitution when he took the oath, but it was the wrong oath. The words were wrong. And so, the day after that, or perhaps it was the same day, I'm not certain, but Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who couldn't even give the oath without flubbing the words, goes to the White House and administers the oath again. But you know the interesting thing about this, Savannah, was they did not have a Bible there.
There is even more than that. They didn't have a Bible. And then President Obama, who mentioned his transparency in government and openness, only allowed 7 people to be present and no members or the press, no video cameras, no tape recorders. So we don't have any verifiable record, that he did what he said he did.
Well, anyway, I did see a picture of him there.
Oh, yes, but a picture is not the real thing.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, in a picture, that is just a picture. Pictures don't speak. And this is an oath. It's something that he has to say. So we have no recorded document that he did rising. Are these people playing some games?
No, I think they're playing a lot of games with the Cervantes. Let me point out the Cervantes made a wonderful DVD. We have it. We carry it. We think it's important. It's called Treason in America. Treason in America. A DVD that, of course, goes into the background of the Council on Foreign Relations and, of course, goes into the background of how the United States brought Fidel Castro to power. And, of course, we doubt that our leaders are very close to Fidel Castro. You need to read, of course, David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry it. David Rockefeller, the most powerful and richest man in America, probably one of the most powerful and richest men in the world, and where he talks about, and he openly talks about how his daughter is such a good friend of Fidel Castro. Why would the daughter of one of the wealthiest men in the world be such a good friend of Fidel Castro, who's supposedly the enemy of capitalism? Because the battle between capitalism and communism is as phony as a $3 bill. Communism was created because we needed an enemy. And boy, is it an excellent one. We've rallied the people behind our government because if we don't back them, why, the wicked boogeyman, or is it the communists are going to get it, or is it terrorists are going to get us? We've got to give more power to the state so we can maintain our freedom. But go right ahead.
Yeah, actually, that was McCarthy's mistake. He found that there was a lot of people doing things against America, and he concluded that if they were anti-American, they, by force, have to be communists. Actually, they were not communists. They were secret agents of the Council on Foreign Relations. And they destroyed him. Now it has proved that all of them were working. Even probably some of the Soviets believe that they have recruited them, but they were actually secret CFR agents. Now, let me tell you what I'm doing now. I'm working in a novel about the Bogotazo, that riot that happened in Bogota, Colombia in April 9, 1948, and the true origins of the CIA. And also I'm working here, I have in my computer, a new script for a new program that I have tentatively titled, It's a Depression, How Wall Street Bankers and Oil Magnates Are Destroying America.
Well, I think for our listeners out there, the reason that the riots in Bogota, Colombia were significant back in 1948 was because Fidel Castro was there. And Fidel Castro had worked with the CIA for a long time, and he got up there. They seized by force the radio station. Fidel Castro went on the radio in 1948, and he said, I am Fidel Castro, and I am a communist, and this is a communist revolution. That was 1948 on, and of course, this is well known, but people have to understand that the CIA always, of course, creates its own enemies, or the same thing happens with MI5, the British. In fact, the leaders of the Irish Republican Army that was actually killing people and bombing London were actually British agents. The man, number two man in the IRA, was a British agent. The man who was in charge of killing infiltrators into the IRA was a British government, a British agent. He was killing people who probably weren't infiltrators. He himself was. Well, all I can say is that the justice has a way of coming about, because he himself was later assassinated. Perhaps they both were, and they deserved to be, because they were betraying the Irish and pretending to be members of the IRA, where they were actually undercover British agents. And we do the same thing with the CIA. We have people planted. In fact, your best friend could be a government agent listening to what you have to say. And, of course, we hear the story about the governor of Illinois, and, of course, the man who trapped him was, of course, and I've forgotten whether it was Jesse Jackson Sr. or Jesse Jackson Jr., one or the other, was wearing a wire for the government and was going in and offering to give $1 million to buy the Senate seat. That's, of course, where the evidence came from. Be careful what you say and who you talk to.
Yeah,
because your best friend
could be
a government agent. Go ahead.
It never fails. And they create their own enemies that they control, because they, to justify their existence, they need enemies, and they create them. Now, let me tell you something that is I have reached this conclusion, and it's something that I need to say. I'm scared. I escaped Cuba 25 years ago, And now I'm seeing that this is becoming very fast. Another Cuba, similar to the one I had to escape from. And why this is happening? This is happening because America is a country betrayed by its ruling class. And this is very important. Let me repeat this. America is a country betrayed by this ruling class. Okay? Some countries, they have had troubles. You know, the Soviet Union, Russia was a failure because communism doesn't work. But I don't think that even Nikita Khrushchev wanted to destroy his country. He was doing things that were wrong because the system is wrong. I don't think that Franco, the fascist dictator in Spain, he tried to destroy his country. He did a lot of things wrong. Finally, they fixed the things. I don't think that Mussolini and Hitler in Italy tried to destroy his country. What he did was wrong because his philosophy was wrong. But here we have a new ruling class that they don't consider themselves anymore Americans. They don't care for this country. They consider themselves internationalists, globalists, and they want to control the whole world.
But in the process, they want to destroy this country, destroy our economy, destroy our people. They are intentionally shifting our manufacturing overseas. They're coming up with a scam of global warming so they can actually, of course, shut down on the use of generation of electricity. They won't allow us to have nuclear generators. And if we can't use then certainly oil or natural gas or coal, why we're just going to have to literally begin shutting off our electric lights. They want to destroy this country, and this is what the average individual finds so difficult to believe. Why would rational people want to destroy America?
They want to destroy this country because at some time they have realized that America is the largest obstacle in their path to power. And let me tell you why. During the Second World War, the Japanese considered invading the west coast of the United States. But they decide not to. You know why? Because they say, oh, there are many people with guns there. Americans have guns. And we fear that. Okay? And they fear the people. These people who are so powerful, they are scared. They fear the American people. That's why they are trying to use subtle ways to fool the American people into doing what they want. Now, why they want to, things are happening. This economic crisis that very soon will be a full depression. Because they want to implement this world government that they call the New World Order. What is the New World Order? The New World Order is a communal socialist fascist society. Some socialist part, you know, that both communism and fascism are socialism. Communism is the corporations controlled by the state, and fascism is the state controlled by the corporation. We're having a mixture, okay? And then they want to implement this New World Order. What is the New World Order? The New World Order is a communist fascist society that is a way back to the Middle Ages. It's a society with only the serfs and the masters. But there is no middle class, nothing in the middle. The very poor and the very rich. And that is what they have in mind. Now, they are using the tactics of the British Fabians, not a violent armed revolution. They are trying to convince us to become serfs. And for this, they are using some Judas sheep like Al Gore, for example, with his theories of global warming, so that justifies that we voluntarily become a non-industrialized third world country. And this is the plan, and they are implementing it, and until now they have been very successful.
They certainly have, and I think Cervantes is exactly right. They really do intend to destroy the infrastructure of our nation, impoverish our people. That is what the financial crisis, created financial crisis, is all about.
Yeah,
go right ahead, Cervantes.
Yeah, this crisis is totally artificial. It was created.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Two families to two people in the family working, but they really wanted to be able to control the children, and that's what it was really all about, and destroy the very foundation of the family, because the family initially was one where the mother took care of the children. Of course, that has become passé. Go right ahead, Cervantes.
Yeah, that you mentioned, Riley, is a byproduct and probably the secret purpose about putting the women to work. But then I was telling for about 10 years, the two salary families began doing well. But there was a point that not even with the two salary families, you cannot dance. Okay? There was inflation and people, and why the middle class and the workers solved the problem? Working more hours. And Americans begin putting more hours working extra time than that the Europeans and even the Japanese. We were killing ourselves working and working and working. But then, 10 years later, the same problem. Not even two salaries in the family and working extra time people were making enough money to maintain the standard of living. What happened? Oh, they began taking money on credit. From credit cards and from the equity in their homes. And then that was the thing that provoked the inflation in house pricing and the bubble. Okay? But that was like what is called a Ponzi scheme that at some time had to explode, and then we have this crisis. Now, how can we explain that in all these years of economic boom, okay, that people were making so much money, actually workers were not making the money? Where was the money going to? The money was disappearing. Okay, so that is difficult to explain. Okay, where was the rest of the money going? Was somebody throwing in a bottomless pit in the Arizona desert? No, somebody was taking it. And let me read from what I'm writing here. By the end of the 1970s, the top of the pyramid, that is the 1% of the income earners in the United States, were getting 8% of U.S. national income. That is in the 70s, but by the end of the 80s, the same 1% of income earners were getting 23% of the whole national income. So that means that while American workers were getting very thin slices of the pie, somebody was getting the lion's share. Most of it was appropriated by the top 1% of the economic pyramid. This brought an increasing gap between the average people, what the average people were making and what they were capable of buying. Now, who are the ones who are getting the lion's share of the good years in the American economic boom? I'll give you a few examples. In 1989, RGR Nabisco CEO F. Rose Johnson received a golden handshake of $53.8 million. In 2003, former New York Stock Exchange Director Richard Grasso received an extra compensation package of $133 million. In 2006, Henry McKinnell, former CEO of Pfizer, got a retirement package of $180 million. The same year, William Ford, CEO of Fairmont Hotels, received more than $6 million in extra compensation. When Merrill Lynch CEO Stan O'Neill was fired in 2007 because of his poor performance, he took with him $161 million in company stocks and options. And this is a long list. I'm going to stop here. This I just got in a few hours researching in the Internet, but this is just the cream of the thing. Now, if after what I mentioned above, as some of our listeners think that the income gap in this country has turned into something tragic and obscene, they are right. It is tragic, obscene, and criminal. Now, when the crisis worsened last fall, President Bush pushed the Congress to approve this $700 billion bailout. Now, but who were the ones who got...
Hold that thought. Share? Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Evander Gonzalez, and he's talking about the obscene retirement benefits and pensions of these people, the CEOs, of course, our major corporations when they retire. But what nobody wants to talk about is that most of these people tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and certainly into the Trilateral Commission. Until you understand, there is a ruling elite, and they all tie into these organizations. I mean, for instance, at the latest list of the people in the Trilateral Commission, who do you find? Why you find the president and CEO of J.P. Morgan Stanley. You find the president and CEO of Goldman Sachs, and you go right down the list of the major banking institutions, and they all tie in, of course, to the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. That's sort of the farm team. That's not the elite. But, I mean, we have the presidents of the World Bank. Six of the last seven have come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. Three of the last four presidents of the Federal Reserve System came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly believe that is happening by accident? Why do these people get so much money? Why, for services rendered, and you find the people who own the large oil companies, the major oil companies, they all tie into the Trilateral Commission. There's only 120 members of the North American chapter, and really about 160 Bilderbergers, and very few of those are even permanent members. But there is no elite. They rule our country, and of course they are simply taking advantage of the system. This is not capitalism. This is a system by which wicked people use the power of government to increase corporate profits and then retire with them. But go right ahead.
Yes, I was telling that when the crisis was in last fall, President Bush pushed the Congress to approve his $700 billion bailout plan that was crafted by Wall Street people like Cox, Paulson, and Bernanke. And that was the only way to avoid the crisis, said Bush. But just a few weeks after it was approved, we discovered that far from benefiting us, the American people, the bailout was actually handed out to some people. What people? The bankers. The same people who have been getting the lion's share of the economic pie all these years. The people at the top of the economic pyramid. Wall Street bankers and their buddies. This plan will be recorded as the largest transfer of taxpayers' money to wealthy investors and bank executives in the U.S. history. High-tech robbery by the Wall Street Mafia. That's what
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Savannah was just commenting on the economic bailout, with the so-called TARP funds, the Troubled Asset Relief Protection Funds, the so-called, were supposed to be used to buy up the defaulting mortgages or the bonds that were associated with those mortgages, but they weren't. They were simply given to Wall Street. They were given to the major Wall Street banks in total violation, of course, of the provisions. And then that money, which supposedly was going to be lent out to get our economy going, wasn't lent out. First of all, they refused to do what was necessary to stop the collapse of the housing market, and then they lent it to the friends of Mr. Paulson, who came from Wall Street, who used to be the CEO of Goldman Sachs, and of course that money then was used for paying bonuses and dividends, and you see what they did with it. Certainly it was Bank of America spent $5 to $7 billion on a bank in China. Now, how is that going to help the American economy? That was what the funds were for. And then, of course, Citigroup went over and bought up 44 toll roads over in Spain. How is that going to help the American economy? And then a lot of the money was to be used for dividends and for dividends, pay stock dividends and bonuses to the executives. Basically, some of it was actually going to be used for a benefit. I think $100,000, a couple of $100,000, a benefit for Jesse Jackson. Citigroup, we find out, just bought a $50 million corporate jet after getting, I think, $45 billion from the United States government. Well, they said it had been ordered before, and they didn't want to cancel the order. Why should we be paying for a $50 million corporate jet for a Citigroup? And I think Savannah was absolutely right. This is the greatest transfer of wealth we've ever seen, but even more than the TARP funds, there's another $2 billion that has gone, and nobody knows what happened to the $2 billion that Ben Bernanke has put out, because it's a trade secret. They talk about transparency. It's a trade secret. We're talking about $2 trillion. I'm sorry, $2 trillion have simply been given away, and Ben Bernanke will not tell us who got it. I think you're right, Servando. The greatest train robbery of all time, and most Americans have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And the worst part of it is that it will be a total failure, And perhaps this is the secret goal of the conspirators. Now, why I am so sure that it will fail? I'm so sure because it is very similar to the plan implemented in Argentina in December 2000, which prompted the financial debacle of the country next year in 2001. It was a total disaster, and they did exactly the same. It's the same pattern.
Well,
because
this is what they, this is what they did over in Japan. You know, they lowered the interest
rate. Yeah, there has been it's a plan. They're destroying it.
And of course, it hasn't got Japan. They went into the depression in 1991, and here we are, of course, 18 years later, and Japan is still in a recession and still in depression. And they did everything that they're going to do now. You can't prime the pipe with more money when the problem is too much money out there to begin with. Go right ahead, Savant.
Now, are you aware that people like Henry Kissinger and Brown, the Prime Minister of United Kingdom, and I think even this guy in France, Sarkozy, a few of these people are saying that, wow, what a good opportunity this crisis will give us the best opportunity to create the new world order.
Well, we certainly recommend to all of our listeners they get hold of the article that Henry Kissinger wrote for the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January. That's the Henry Kissinger, you can Google it in, Henry Kissinger, International Herald Tribune, January 12th. You need to get that article, you need to read it. You need to understand that they created this whole financial collapse because they want to use it to bring about the one world government. And that's what Henry Kissinger said. This is an opportunity. And you either go along with what we say or there's going to be society's going to break apart. It's going to fragment. There's going to be chaos. And so you've got to go along with what we want. What a wonderful opportunity to bring in this new international order, this new order. You have to read this article. It's the most flagrant expose of what this is really all about.
But he's not alone. There is also Brown. More and more of these people are saying the same. Right. It's a chorus. Now, it's interesting because this they see as a golden opportunity. This is just a Hegelian-type psyop, okay? That they create a problem, and that they want us to push through that way, but we are not fools. We don't want to go that way because we think it's not good for us. And then they create an artificial problem that is worse than that way, and they offer us better go that way, that is much better than this one. And this is how it works. Now, let me change a little and talk about practical things. Because I'm a survivor, Castro didn't kill me and these people are not gonna, I don't want these people to kill me, and I have some experience. For me, this is like a director's cut. A new version of a film that I saw many years ago in Cuba. So let's talk about practical things. I have in my here a book that I like a lot. That is a book called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu was a Chinese general who lived in, this book was written 2,000 years ago in China. And this book is considered like a sort of Bible of intelligence and espionage. And there is a lot of wisdom here. And one of the best things of the book is when he says that only by knowing your enemy as yourself you can win a battle. Now, do we Americans who love this country, and I'm saying Americans who love this country regardless if they are liberals or conservatives, do we Americans who love this country know who our real enemy is? I don't think so. And the results of this election is a proof of it. And we don't know because a bunch of professional disinformers have, of the right and the left, have been working hard muddying the waters. I'm talking about people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, to mention two of the right, Howard Zinn and Noam Chomsky, just to mention two of the left, the most notorious disinformers in this thing. Now, why I say they are disinformers? Because the main goal of this disinformational campaign is to make people believe that the people of the right, to brainwash the people of the right that the Democratic Party and the liberals are the one who blame for all the bad things in America. And the other disinformers of the left are brainwashing the people of the left, telling them that the ones to blame for all these things that happen in America are the Republicans and the conservatives. Okay? But this is not true. This is not right. If you hear Rush Limbaugh, he always mentioned the criticism of President Bush by the leftists and liberals. That is not true. If you go the pastor who runs for the Chuck Baldwin's site, you see a page where there are more than 60 articles anti-Bush, but heavily criticizing Bush, written by conservatives. I think that the strongest criticism of President Bush didn't come from the liberals, but from conservatives. And it is time that true conservatives and honest true conservatives and honest true liberals who really love this country unite and fight for this country. We need to rescue this country. These Republican and Democratic parties is a hoax, is a shame.
They're only
a single party. I call them the Republican Party.
And I think you're absolutely right.
We need to end with this thing.
You're absolutely right. And this whole idea of right and left, this idea of conservative and liberal, this idea of Republican and Democrat, this is to confuse the American people. The enemy is not the Republicans, it is not the Democrats, it's the liberals, or the conservatives. The enemy is the elite who are manipulating this whole thing, and this elite, you can identify them. They work within the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, the Group of 30, and then the ancillary organizations we talk about here. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. I'm sure Savanto has other names for them, but of course
I have your book in the here, and I'm going to mention because this is I made some notes. We have not much to finish time, so I have some suggestions. And why I'm an authority? I live in Cuba. I suffered this. I don't want to suffer this again. So my first suggestion is we need to unite honest conservatives and honest liberals, have much in common. We, both of us, we love America. We need to save this country.
Amen to that.
Second, we need to stop listening to the disinformers of the right and the left. We need to stop watching TV news, stop reading the mainstream press. Why? Because it is much better to be non-informed than disinformed.
It's a beautiful line, you're absolutely
right. That is my advice. We need to get the information from the Internet, the only free medium in America. Probably they're going to stop it, but for the time being, and you are not a passive receptor news. You go and search. And I suggest that you visit some site like WarNet Daily, and even better, News with Views, get the list of Ed Griffin on Filter News. Get to the list of Ed Griffin on Filter News. Take a look at Alex Jones' Prison Planet. Okay? And keep a copy of Dr. Monty's book, Brotherhood of Darkness, close to you. I've read this book 3 or 4 times. It's a small book, short book, 160 pages, but everything there is concentrated. If you read, you read again, and you're going to find that you missed something very important, and this is the time to read this book again and again. There are other books, but this is an excellent book. Okay? Now, another thing that we need, that I suggest, we need to get out of the Republican and Democratic parties and join any other party. Any other party. I'm not a member of any party, but in the past election, I voted for Chuck Baldwin of the Constitutional Party. But any other party that is not Republican and Democratic is much better. We need to get rid of these corrupt politicians. And the main enemy is not the terrorists, it's not the communists, the main enemy is Wall Street bankers and oil magnates and transnational corporations. And their place of location is the Harold Pratt House in Manhattan, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay. Of course, they have other organizations like the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers Group, the Economic Forum, but these are the main. And, of course, the United Nations, that is a creation of these conspirators. These people are the true enemy. Now, if you check in the Internet, the new cabinet and people appointed by the Obama administration, he's going to break the record that we mentioned at the very beginning of the program. Almost every single person that he has appointed is a member or is fully controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, how can you explain that a person that calls himself a liberal, and to some people is more even than a liberal, that he's a leftist and a radical, how come that this person is so open and so linked to this organization that is the organization whose membership has more people of the extreme right? The most conservative people are in that organization. That doesn't make any sense. And it's not that he's appointed. It's that even before gaining the election, his main advisor was Zbigniew Brzezinski, a trilateral and CFR, and there were about 5 or 6 other members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I found that information in the official site of the Council on Foreign Relations, so it has to be true. So these people who call themselves a liberal, and most people who vote for them were liberals and leftists, is a person totally controlled by the most reactionary right.
Well, because once again we're getting into the trouble with the terms right and left, because this is all about authoritarianism. There are people there who really believe they have the right to rule, the rest of us are too stupid, and we're going to have to be manipulated and controlled and kept busy fighting back and forth among us, and you'll get Al Franken on the left, you've got Rush Limbaugh on the right, and they call each other names and all of this sort of thing, and it's all showbiz. It's rhetoric over reality, it's symbolism over substance, and the average American is taken in so easily by this, and till we can begin to think independently and see who the real enemy is, and the enemy is not in Moscow, and the enemy is not in Beijing, and the enemy is not hiding in a cave in Pakistan. The enemy, of course, is working at 58th 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House and in the White House itself. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that is what I call my video program, the first of this series, Truth Lies, Treason in America, the Council on Foreign Relations.
Would you like to get your website out there? We do carry your DVD, but Chris, do you have a website where people can go and get more of your information?
Yes, my website is my name is Servando Gonzalez, And my website is at servandogonzalez.org. Servando, all in lowercase, just one word. Servando Gonzalez, Servando, S-E-R-V, like in Victory, A-N-D-O, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, ended Z, servandogonzalez.org.
And, of course, I'm really looking forward, of course, to Servando's next DVD. He's been promising it to me for 6 months, but anyway, Servando Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, and that's Servando, S-E-R-V-A-N-D-O, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. And Cervantes got some great material. And, of course,
Servando Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z,
right.
Ended Z. Gonzalez ended Z.
All right, fine. And, of course, we do carry The Treason in America. You'll find it fast, and he's done a great job on that. And of course, I'm waiting for the next one because...
Yeah, the next one that is the second in that series is even more interesting because in that I'm breaking new ground because about the Council
hold
of Corporation...
Hold that thought. All right, Savannah, go back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The United States intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power, and we have kept him in power as we keep communists all throughout the world in power, as we're keeping Mugabe in power in Zimbabwe, and of course he is a communist, as we put the communist in power in South Africa and Southwest Africa and in Angola, but you're not going to hear this through regular media. Let me suggest my DVD. It's called The World Revolution. And if you watch that, you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, a billionaire who was kind enough to give us an interview back in 1980. where he tells you how the CIA and the State Department knew Fidel Castro was power, was a communist, and brought him to power. This is the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. But you will never hear these things on regular channels. And the whole idea of the world revolution certainly is going along with a book we carry called Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But he writes about the origin of the world revolution, and he tracks it right up until the time of the Cuban Revolution. He doesn't tell you what's going on in America. He's not telling you about the Council on Foreign Relations, but he's telling you about the secret societies. It's one of the most important books you will ever read, Fire in the Minds of Men by James Billington. We carry this and so many other things. If you haven't read my Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk on the Forbidden Secret, you need to get a copy of that. That's the Forbidden Secret, of course. And then you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. And you'll actually read, of course, the President of the United States, George Bush, talking about the fire in the minds of men. He was actually quoting that phrase, this idea of the continuing world revolution. But, of course, the average individual didn't understand its origin, and the part that Dostoevsky, who had been a revolutionary in Russia, had played in creating that term, which, of course, had been picked up by Billington and then used by the president as he talks about how we are going to change the world. Then, of course, if you have not yet seen the DVD, and I doubt that you have because we just got them today, The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in the series of stories of America's secret beginning and the secret societies. But this one is specific because it goes into the occult background and the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, which are hidden in plain sight. And, of course, you need to understand this so you can talk to others about them. And, of course, it was put on the back of the dollar bill, the emblems, these occult satanic emblems, put on the back of the dollar bill over the phrase Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order of the order of the ages. That's what it's all about, using America's financial and military power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world economic system, and, of course, eventually a one-world religion and installing the one-world ruler, which has always been the plan of the ancient mystery religions, was the plan of the people who designed the emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States that was placed there in 1935 by the Mason, one of the two Mason Masonic presidents, who placed the justices on the Supreme Court to take God and prayer out of our schools, and, of course, to destroy the religious foundation of our nation, and lay the foundation for the chaos that we're witnessing today, that will ultimately lead to the destruction of our nation unless the people wake up. That's why you need to help Radio Liberty. You need to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You need to get our material, The Eye of the Phoenix, Brotherhood of Darkness, World Revolution, so much more. If you'd like a free catalog, we will be glad to send you one. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. And listen to our programs 5 hours a day. We do 5 hours of live radio every single day. Tell others about it. Get other people listening. Let them understand this whole financial crisis is created. You can read my November and December newsletters. They should be up on the Internet. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.